What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Seltzer Time Podcast. It's your boy Ricky, aka Dick Chuck, aka the man behind the can at Seltzer Time Official. Here, as always, with my conversation accomplice, the man with the hunch about Worcester, Travis.
What is cracking, Fizzle Fiends? Welcome back to another episode of the Seltzer Time Podcast. And per usual, we are stoked that you are here. Ricky's kind of low energy. I'm somewhere in the middle. It's an evening on a Monday, and we're here, and we're happy to be with you guys. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, drinking tea, drinking seltzers.
Dude, I am drinking strawberry watermelon seltzer because Polar put it out in the can now.
Wait, they can that too?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right. I haven't been to the grocery store. We went to, where did we go? Oh, we went to Market, shout out Jenny Basillo. Went to Market 32.
Okay.
The other night.
Bougie boy.
It was mostly because it was open later. I think I've only been there once since it changed from Price Dropper, but it's open later than Shaw's is. So sure. And we were like leaving a St. Patrick's Day party and we needed a bunch of stuff for my dad's like birthday party. So we went there and they didn't have Polar on sale, which no place ever seems to anymore. But I was hoping that they would have the toasted coconut cans, and they didn't. They just had like all the regular stuff I've had before. So I got some of the limeades. But
do you know that my dad, because my dad's on Instagram, right? And he follows Seltzer Time. He gets excited. He's like living through us by proxy you. He's trying to find Liquid Death. He's trying to find it in Connecticut where he is.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, right. Well, no, he wants to buy it in the cases.
Whole Foods.
And then I was like, Dad, have you tried the tea yet? And I was like, he goes, there's tea. Like, how did you miss those posts?
That's awesome. Yes, there is tea. I've gotten into a weird system where
Okay, hit me.
Yeah, like for the most part, I'll bring those. Those have become my like in office day midday drink because there's caffeine in it, so it's kind of nice. Like I go, like I usually take lunch, you know, like whatever, 12:30 or something, 1 o'clock, whenever it works, and that's usually what I drink but in the afternoon. It's kind of nice.
Espresso all day, seltzer all night.
That's what's up.
So this week on the show, that's your bubble update. That's the world of seltzer.
Yeah.
This week on the show, we were going to talk about Floaty Friends, which is the series of paintings I'm working on. But before we get there, let's do a little bit of other check-in. I had a cool meeting today that I haven't told you about yet.
Ooh, tell me.
Met up with Haley from Redemption Rock and 8.5 Designs, who does a lot of the artwork for Redemption Rock. We had a little meeting of the minds. Betsy and Joa was there, and that was cool too. See the whole crew and kind of riff with them for a bit. What is going to happen in the near future is Redemption Rock is canning the Fizzle Fiends seltzer.
What? Where?
And so Haley is going to design a special label for the seltzer because every label, every can needs a label. They thought that it would be better for her to design it instead of having me to design or do a full collab, which is fine. I'm okay with that. This way it's going to stay more consistent. So today was more of just like giving her some ideas as to where she could take the design. She really likes the classic feel of a lot of the stuff we do. But I told her that there's really only one thing I'm requesting. We have this kind of this mascot that keeps showing up, and it's a polar bear wearing Wayfarer sunglasses. So if you can just work in that polar bear somewhere, that would be much appreciated.
That's sick.
So,
dude, I'm so excited that that's actually getting canned. I didn't know if it ever would.
They didn't think, like when Dan pitched us the original idea that they were going to name it after Fizzle Fiends, you guys, not us. Shit. We were like, all right, that's pretty cool. But, you know, it's just going to be an in-house thing only. Now it's going to be canned. It's going to go out there.
That's so cool.
Our logo's going on it. I have to send her our logo.
What? I can't wait to give that the old one-hand crack. That's going to be pretty sick.
And I don't remember what the flavor is, but I don't think I should say it quite yet. But I know it is going to be a different flavor than what's currently on tap at the at Redemption Rock. It'll be a new flavor they're making.
That is very exciting.
So yeah, pretty pumped about that one. I love working with that crew. We had that awesome event, No Jerks Network. Thank you for coming out, Ricky. And thank you everybody else that came out. We had 80 people in that room.
It was 80?
That's my tally so far. Or that's what I can like put together.
Yeah. Whoa. That's so sick.
Yeah. It was really, really cool. For something that, for all intents and purposes, started as a whim that I kind of just like a month earlier had this idea and talked to some people. Like the fact that y'all came out shows me that there's an audience for this. There's a hunger for this. I knew I wasn't the only one, and this just proves it.
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome to see like the next day too. Like Ben White tweeted a bunch about it, and there were so many people that kept responding. Did? Yeah. And there was like all these people responding to the tweet that were like, dude, I really wish we could go. They're going to do more. There was like four or five tweets, like just that from that one alone. That were like, we really wanted to be there, but we couldn't make it. There'd be more. Like, so that's what's up. 85 people. But yeah, it's going to be, it was awesome. I had so much fun at it. It was great. I saw so many people I haven't seen in forever, including like friends from high school that I haven't seen in a long time, who rolled through, and I have nothing but compliments your way because you killed it.
Dude, I mean, thank you. But, you know, I basically just set the scene and everybody that came did the hard work. I'm kind of reading through. I was trying to see if I could pull any of the feedback out because I did get some good feedback on the event. I do want to make it more accessible friendly. Mm-hmm. We had a friend there that didn't feel like there was enough room for them to move into the grassy knoll. No, the turf area.
Yeah. But,
so they stayed out in the tap room side, which is, you know, they were still there. They still were able to get in, but that's not good enough, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I appreciated the feedback. Some people want food. Some people want sponsors, but I don't know. I have this feeling like to do sponsors, I would only do sponsors if I could do food where the sponsors give me money that I can give to the food vendors. So the food vendors could make a bunch of samples to give out.
Mm.
The point of the night, you know, isn't really to make money. Yeah, we're making a little bit of money for Redemption Rock for bringing a bunch of people together, but even that's going to change. Where I wanted to go on tour around the city and go check out other spots. I already have a couple people hitting up. We had somebody from the community sent a message to No Jerks Network just with like Ricky ? And I went, nope, Travis. Hello.
I think I know who it was. I saw them over the weekend, and that's so exciting also, by the way.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you know what I mean? Like it could work there, right? I don't want to say anything quite yet. You know what? I think I want to reach out to by the end of the summer. If this keeps going the way it's going, I'd love to reach out to Peterman and do something with the Bravehearts. They have that big ass tent.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yo, let's just do it. And that might be a thing where that might have a ticket price, but your ticket price gets you into a baseball game. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? And you don't have to watch the baseball game. We can all just chill in the tent and I can rent out the tent for the night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. So it's like, I want to hear people's ideas. I want to hear how people can make this night effective. It needs to be fun. It can't get stale.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people showed up because it was the first one, but like, I don't think people will stay with it unless we make it interesting.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool. Like going back to the whole sponsors thing, it would be rad if like, I totally understand what you're saying by like the sponsor, like paying for the food or whatever. But I think it'd be cool if there were sponsors involved that were different, you know what I mean? Like if it wasn't like a, like, I know that the reason this is happening is for it to not be like a chamber event, but like I feel like those types of things, it's like, oh, like the TD Bank or like some, not nothing wrong with TD Bank, just like I'm just saying, like something boring would kind of get involved, and it's like that.
I'm down with that if it goes to support the event, if it goes to make and enhance the event. somebody wants to pay us a couple $100, $1,000 to be the naming sponsor for the night, then I'm paying that to the bar, and the bar is going to serve everybody there, you know, two free rounds.
Yeah, like, I'd say.
You know what I mean? But like, that's the only thing. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, buy everybody a beer. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not a price. Like, if you guys want to be the naming sponsor, have somebody show up with a credit card, and if everybody's first round's on them.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I want it to be, you know what I'm saying?
Because
at its core, it's supposed to be against all that other stuff, which are businesses in and of themselves.
No, yeah,
and there's not to throw shade at those people. I just feel like they're not where I want to steer this thing.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens when it, well, A, I'm excited to see what the second one looks like. Like,
same.
That'll be really interesting to see who shows up and like who comes back and like what the vibes like that second time through. Cause it could be, you know, ideally people would get more from it. Like, because the ice is kind of already broken, you know, like a lot of people, I met a whole bunch of people I've never met before. I knew a lot of the room, but a lot of the people I actually like spent time talking to are people I've never met before.
There were people that I met for the first time. Some people I talked to on the internet met for them there that night, but like there were people that showed up that I kind of was like, how did y'all hear about this?
Yeah.
It was fucking cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was awesome. So I'm excited to see what happens when it,
April 12th.
Yeah.
Everybody should come back out April 12th. Some people are asking for more structure. I don't know if that's necessarily where I want to take it, but happy to explore it.
What do they mean by more structure?
So some people want to do more of a speed dating element where you have like the full understanding that you're going to do 3-minute or 5-minute meetings. One person moves, one person stays, and you just go through and meet a whole bunch of people fast. That's a little bit more businessy.
Yeah.
So a couple of the ways that I think I would like to improve it. I'm literally thinking about this and putting it out on this stupid podcast. So now this podcast is truly therapy. We're two white guys with our therapy podcast. Thank you for listening, listener. The idea would be to collect a little bit more information, put out the registration earlier so that people can pre-register, get less sticky stickers. I heard everybody. I am sorry for how sticky those stickers were.
I didn't even notice. I took mine off. I put it on the side of the like shelf
yours,
over there.
Did yours come off easy?
Yeah. So, I also, it probably depends on what you're wearing. I had like it was like a North Face like shell. So as things come off and on easily.
Some people had a very easy time removing them. I didn't, they wasn't like specifically hard for me to remove if I can remember, but then somebody was like, yeah, I peeled it for like 6 hours. Like, good Christmas, that's too long.
Yeah, it's rough.
So I felt a little bad about that.
I wonder if there's a way to do, like, again, this would, I think a sponsor would definitely have to get involved, but somewhat of like a laminate type thing. And then the sticker could go on once, especially for people who like plan on going to multiples. Like, I have like this day. Oh, let me get to it. Oh, that took a lot out of me. I have this like day pass for like a WooSox event thing that I worked. And it's just like a cheap lanyard thing. And then this is just cardboard. But we could get like, either get them like printed up or use the stickers and put it on the cardboard. And then you just carry it around. And especially like going on tour. Like, that's kind of sick. If it, like, you play into the whole like tour.
Daily tour pass.
Yeah. Like put the like the dates. If you'd have to like book them out for like probably the year for it to make sense. But like, you know what I mean? Having like eight or nine on the back of it that are like, oh, fucking June, we're doing whatever.
But even to do them on paper and have a punch at the top so people can collect them.
That'd be sick.
I love that.
Have like a
I legit love that idea.
You could like have somebody like design a different one for each event, like a kind of like the can, get like an artist involved in it. That'd be sick.
Yo, I legit love that. I got it. So again, this is where a sponsor would come in, because I wouldn't want an artist to do it for free.
Oh, yeah. No.
I got plenty of homies that would, right? And that was the same thing where somebody was like, well, aren't you going to have a photographer in the room? I'm like, well, there will be photographers in the room. I've asked all the photographers to take some photos with their camera phones.
Yeah.
But the second you put somebody like that in a room with a professional camera, people stop seeing them as part of like the network and part see them as somebody that's working.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. Not unless I'm paying them.
Yeah.
So anyway, it went really, really well. And we hope you all come out for the next one.
Yeah, it was sick. I had so much fun. It was such a blast.
Dude, thank you for the tour card idea. I'm legit gonna use that. We're gonna do it.
It's what I'm here for, you know? Drinking tea and talking tour.
You said you're drinking a lot of tea.
Drinking a lot of tea, yeah. Trying to like, you know, go to sleep at night.
You really all messed up that bad, huh?
I mean, it's just kind of, it depends on like what's going on. And just the last couple weeks have been super busy with like everything in life.
I feel you.
So going to bed and being able to like shut my brain off is not really a skill that I've possessed. But yeah, I mean, the whole like drinking tea before bed thing is like kind of nice.
What kind of tea are you drinking?
Herbal tea? No caffeine in the
it would be really funny, but also sad if you were just like ramping up.
I don't know why I can't sleep. Yeah. No. It's like definitely an alt decaf.
Yeah, I figured as much. Yeah. But like what's your flavor?
This one is like a peppermint, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. We somehow have acquired like 50 different kinds of tea.
Dude, I swear to God, tea multiplies in the drawer.
It must, because it's kind of nuts. Like,
I don't drink tea, and I have 3 boxes on my shelves.
Really?
I think I was infested with, I swear to God, I must have purchased it at some point. I don't remember.
Yeah, I have like different style. Like, there's like the normal, like, just like a tea bag, which is like what I'm drinking right now with the little bear on it. Which I love that bear is my hero. First of all the people who are making merch with that bear are fucking geniuses. Second of all, he doesn't do anything all day. He sleeps, or he like hangs out with like the little like raccoon and skunk and like all the other little like woodland creatures. He never takes care of his kids. Then they show his kids in some boxes and they're just like chilling, playing baseball. I'm like, what's this guy's wild? But
wait, there's a whole lore with this.
Oh, there's like a whole, dude, trust me, the amount of. So when Tea Gang like really started to take off, I started getting people sending me different content around the internet around that bear, the Celeste bear. And then it's incredible. It is actually incredible. That bear is a legend. But I think it's also like, you know, once you hit 30, mid 30s, we're drinking tea, man. It's just people are on the same page. But yeah, so I got a bunch of those, which are good. And then I have 2 different kinds of like really fancy loose leaf tea.
Fancy boy.
And it's all, one of them I bought, the other one was a gift. And they're really, really good. But they're just enough work that I don't feel like doing it most of the time. So the tea bag just kind of works out.
What do you mean? Because they have like the...
You gotta like put it in a little, there's like a little metal thing that it sits in the water and like steeps in. And then when you take it out, you gotta like, well, basically all you do is, I guess, throw it away.
It sounds like a tea bag.
It's pretty much like a metal tea bag. It's pretty much the same thing. I just like, to me, it's just like, I just throw a thing in the water and you move on.
I'm not judging you, homie, because I should be drinking polar bottle seltzers, but there's something about having a can that I just like having the can.
Yeah, I mean, Naomi gives me crap for not just like getting a soda stream and making
right.
a goddamn seltzer. And I'm like, yeah, but it would kind of kill the whole thing.
Come on, Naomi. Like, don't be Yoko Ono of seltzer time. Don't kill. No, I'm kidding. I'm absolutely kidding. I know you listen. I'm just kidding.
The Yoko Ono.
I feel bad now. I hope
she that's very funny. No, she thinks it's hilarious. That's awesome. No, like, I mean, obviously I never did it, so it's all good, but
because you know better.
Yeah, just like, I don't know.
No, we kill the vibe.
Can
I'm with you.
The plastic bottles I don't like. Like it's not even just because like you don't can't crack them, but it's like even when like before Salty Time was a thing, like I was just like I like cans. I don't like plastic bottles. I feel like if I drink out of enough of them, it like gives my mouth a weird feeling and like I don't know.
Okay. It's just, okay.
You mean the can?
So Nikki prefers the bottles, right? So she has her fridge loaded up, but they're too tall for most fridges. Mm-hmm. So she has this like I don't know, they look like bowling pins, like somebody went bowling in her fridge and knocked down all her seltzers.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of there's like random bottles in like the garage. And I think there's actually one in our kitchen fridge too that Brendan brought over. And I never touch them. And I'm like, I'm almost out of seltzer. And there's like enough. I could probably have like 2 weeks worth of bottles. And just like, I'm like, somebody will drink them someday.
Might as well be concrete.
Pretty much.
So yeah, what else you got? There was stuff you wanted to talk about.
Okay. So we were talking about concerts last time.
Yeah.
About the Polar Park thing. And this really has nothing. Well, okay. It's not that it doesn't have anything to do with Polar Park, because I think it potentially should be a learning opportunity for everybody involved. I know that it won't be, but I really want it to be. So there's the whole, so Taylor Swift like kicked off her tour. Oh dude, there's another thing too. So like Taylor Swift like kicked off her tour the other night, and granted like Ticketmaster and Live Nation and stuff have been a nightmare forever. It has only gotten worse, especially now where like they basically lost 2 years of profit and they're like crushing it now. But getting tickets through there, it fucking sucks. It makes it so like it's just not an enjoyable experience going to a concert anymore. And I used to go to a million of them, and now I'm like, oh, I like there's bands I really want to see, and like just knowing you're never going to get tickets. When they do hit that like aftermarket, they're just so insanely expensive. Obviously I'm just going to wait until like a couple days before I'll get in, it'll be fine. Which is the whole process fucking sucks. So there's this country dude, Zach Bryan, who I literally had never listened to until like a month ago.
Okay.
He announced this tour. The thing that caught my attention was I was driving by the DCU Center, and which is where like his like Massachusetts state is, and his like the poster for it was up on that billboard thing they have.
The digital one.
Yeah. And it's cool. It's like yellow and red and white, super simple. And it's got like a cowboy on it and like pretty simple font. And I was like, wow, that's kind of rad. But like, who the hell is Zach Bryan? Like, I have no idea who this guy is. And my first thought was like, okay, that clearly he's going to be a country guy, because that's pretty much what the DC
first names. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, and yeah, he's got two first names. It's like the whole thing. So I meant to check him out, never did. Fast forward a little bit, like a month ago, I thought about it. And I was like, dude, like, what's that show? So Google it, boom, throw it into Spotify. And I'm like, oh, he's good. Like, the guy's really good. So I spent about 2 days just listening to his music. He's awesome. Then I got like,
Luke,
I went on.
Luke Bryan?
No, Zach Bryan. Luke Bryan sucks.
Z-A-C-K?
Yeah.
I'll find him.
Think. See, I should not spell
it. I'll find him.
But yeah, so it's like music super good. It's not like it's not like the pop country thing. It's like really good music. Okay. So I was like, fuck, like I gotta go to this show. So I then start reading about this tour. And basically he's never played arenas or like headlined arenas before. He's done a lot, it's like mostly like clubs and stuff. And certain markets, he does bigger rooms. He's headlined like Red Rocks and stuff, which is a huge deal. But this is like his first huge like arena headline tour. And what he did was he booked it. Like he wanted the tour to have nothing to do with Ticketmaster.
Okay.
So they played Red Rocks. They recorded a live record and released their live record. And the live record's titled All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster. And I was like, dude, that's genius. Like no normal human being would ever do that if you're like two records in your career, basically like shooting yourself in the foot. But this dude just doesn't care. Like, his music's so good, it doesn't matter. So he booked in all these rooms that are not owned by Live Nation, including the DCU Center, which is why he's not playing Boston. So he's playing Worcester. You can't, the only way to buy a ticket, like, you had to, it's completely sold, the whole tour is completely sold out. You had to buy a ticket through, like, his website. Okay. There's, like, a ticketing thing called, like, Axis or something like that. Like, they went through them. But you can't resell a ticket at all. Like, even if you wanted to sell it for face value, you literally cannot do it. You have to sell it back through his website at face value, not a dollar more. And that other person can buy it through there.
So it sells it back to him.
Kind of, yeah. It's like a way that they can monitor to make sure there's no... Like,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, genius move. Definitely losing a lot of money, but, like, he doesn't give a shit.
But he's not losing the money. Because he's not seeing the sales on the secondary market.
No, exactly, exactly. No, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, processing and all that shit. But
sure.
Either way, he'll make it back in merch. But it's a but huge...
I feel like they don't see... I don't know, keep going.
It's a huge deal. Like,
yeah, it sounds like a big deal.
For how big he is right now, people don't do this. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Taylor Swift, but the whole, like she's gonna do right by us, it's like she like literally can't, because she's too big. There's nothing she can do about it. She is just too big. When you're that level, you have to be playing stadiums and you have to go through Live Nation and Ticketmaster. It's just how it goes. So this dude did it, kind of changed the game. The industry is super pissed off at him, like the whole touring industry in terms of, like, Ticketmaster, like, all those people.
Sure. Yeah, why wouldn't
he be mad? He was able to do it, make it work. The highest ticket price he charged, or after, like, fees and all that stuff, I don't know what show it was, but the highest ticket sold was, like, $160, which is nothing compared to, like, what his tickets would be going for going through Ticketmaster.
And that's, like, a front row seat.
I don't know. It could, I mean, I'm guessing that's a, it might be a, like a, I honestly, I have no idea. I don't even want to speculate. Sure, generally don't know. But it's, like, a huge deal. So yeah, this kid's doing this. It's super exciting. He has, like, pretty legit openers, like Trampled by Turtles is opening the Worcester show.
I've seen them. They're great.
Yeah. And I'm like, I really want to be there, but, like, probably isn't going to happen. But it's so exciting and it had me so pumped. And I was like, that could be the thing. If Polar Park is able to, like, kind of, like, capitalize on that momentum, because there is a momentum, like, artists do not like what's happening right now.
Sure.
If there are more options where they don't have to go through a Live Nation Ticketmaster thing, they'll probably do them, including, like, take a little bit less, play to a few less people, like, things that kind of fall into the Polar Park thing. Granted, they're not set up for shows. Doesn't matter. If they ever get their act together, that could be the thing. I don't expect them to do that because I just have no faith in it.
Sure.
Because they're literally built to make money, and I get it. But there's, like, a way to do that and also, like, win at the same time.
Oh, I agree. So
I really, really hope that's kind of what happens. Yeah. But we'll see.
I don't know. I mean, some of that shit's what, like, Kevin Lyman was telling us back when he was on the show about doing it for charities and doing it for supporting a lot of people. That's the way it should be done.
Definitely, definitely. But I think there's also, like, I mean, the DCU Center, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a way to do it where everybody can kind of win.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But you have to also be willing to take a little bit less. And I don't think the DCU Center took less. I think they just got super fucking lucky where this guy is, like, at that moment and has these beliefs and is willing to kind of play a little bit of a different game. And they just kind of fell into luck.
That's, but good. I think that's good for us.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't know this dude. I'll look him up after the show. But good for us for having a major artist.
Yeah, it's super cool. I'm excited. So, yeah, I don't know. That's it. Maybe I'm maybe like a country guy now. Just kidding.
We already know you're a country guy. You've
only good stuff.
that you've been on this show admitted that you're a country guy, but I can listen to country too.
I mean, I did listen to the new Dierks Bentley record, and there's two really good songs, and then there's a lot of not the best songs.
I acknowledge that that is a name.
Oh, dude, he's the best. So good. Just like, you know.
But not. Only two songs the best.
I mean, on the new record. Maybe more than two, but there's like two really good, like two that I'm like, oh, these are great. Like, I'll listen to these all the time. And then there's a couple that are fine. So, but his old stuff, that's my man. We could do a whole episode of just Dierks Bentley.
I got into this dude, Tommy Guerrero, Loose Grooves and Bastard Blues. It's this weird like funk blues kind of thing. I don't know much about it, but the album's sick.
Dude, I'm into it.
So, but yeah, I've been jamming out to stuff like that when I'm making floaty friends.
Hell yeah. I love floaty friends.
Sorry, dear listener. I have some bad news.
We just broke up.
No, we didn't break up. We are breaking up this episode because getting a little long and we're trying to keep it short. So tune back in next week to hear how the rest of this one ends.
Yeah, take a nap or something. See you in like six and a half days.
Or if you're listening to this after it's been released, you can just start the next one now. But, you know, whatever. SeltzerTime.com. Smell you later, poopsicle.
Bye.